Everybody, welcome to the Nickitin Show. We are a new podcast. This is our first ever episode on this name.
Brand new.
We had a podcast before, but we took a break from that, and we decided to rebrand. So, we mainly talk about sports. We're going to talk about other stuff, like aliens, pop culture, and maybe even some movies, which is kind of pop culture as well. And, yeah. That's what we're about. I hope you keep watching.
Yes. And, my name is Nick, as Ian said. It's the Nick and Aiden Show. I am one half of the Nick and Aiden Show. It's pretty cool being one half of Aiden. But today, we're going to have some fun. It's brand new. Starting fresh. Our episodes are still up under the same thing. So if you want to go listen to them, it doesn't hurt. But this is much better than that. We actually have new mics, if you cannot tell. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So, Let's get the day started. We have a few topics we'd like to talk about today, and then we'll wrap it up. By the way, happy 4th of July, everyone, and hope everyone's having a good day. Aiden, would you like to start us off?
I would love to. So, well, one of the main things, it happened a bit ago, but it's still pretty big. It's still going on. Ben Simmons. You know, we're going to start off with basketball. Not the topic we might talk about a bunch, but we will talk about it a bit. Ben Simmons, he did horribly in the playoffs, because he can't shoot at all. Now, my first question to you, Nick, is going to be really, is there any place for guys that can't shoot good in the NBA?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because, they put him at point guard, which it makes almost no sense, but it makes some sense, I guess, if you want to move around positions or whatever. But just even if you're a power forward, you need to know how to shoot the shots. And when he's just nervous about shooting, I don't know if there really is a place for somebody like that that's scared of going to the free throw line, that can't take a three at all. I went to was that the game that we went to, actually, that it was against the 76ers? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's playing point guard and didn't take one three the whole game. So it's
that's expected from someone that cannot shoot a three for his life.
I know, but it's you think a point guard and it's three. Usually point guards go for three. So I'm just saying the guy can't shoot. So I don't know. What's your thought on everything?
I think people are overreacting to this. I think he's fine. He's just nervous. I think he has to get a few playoff games under his belt. I know he has played in multiple playoff games already, but I think our people are overreacting to this, and I feel as if everything would go back to normal with Ben Simmons. The Sixers would be losing a generational talent if they trade him. I mean, that's my stand on it. I know many people have different opinions on it, but Ben Simmons, I think he's a really good player.
Hmm. Yeah, defensively, definitely. I think, though, if he can get a jump shot that's working, I think he can be good. Just, he kind of needs to learn how to just get through, missing a shot and not think, I'm not going to make the next one. I feel like that's his mentality right now. So if
he's also not taking shots.
Yeah.
In his last three playoff games, the most shots he took in a game was six. I mean, that's absurd from a guy playing 36, 38 minutes a game. So, or at least in the playoffs. So, I think he just has to shoot more. I think he has to be more confident in himself. But game one against the Hawks, he went 7 for 70 from the field. That's really good stats. I think something happened where it just got in his head mentally. And I think he needs to be better mentally, stronger mentally. And I think he'll be back next year. I think Sixers fans will be happy they didn't trade him.
Yeah, maybe. And then, we put some trade things in there. I want to ask you, and then I'll probably do a rebuttal because of what you're saying, that do you think they will trade him? I think I know your answer, but do you think they will trade him? And maybe what team would be a good fit for him to get better?
No, I don't think they'll trade him. I mean, if you just look at everything else, there's no way they trade him. I mean, just think of it this way. Think of all in the NFL this year about quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers, he's not getting traded. Deshaun Watson, who knows what's going on with him? He's not being traded. So a lot of these people, they're just not going to get traded. They're just, they like to say all this stuff. It's the fans. The franchises sometimes make the fans happy. Wherever it is, he's not going to get traded. I don't think the Sixers could get a reasonable return for him.
Hmm. Yeah. And say, like, you know, there's so many people that want him to be traded. I know you don't think he will be traded and, like, they won't get it is enough. But say, like, what team would you think, like, if it was, like, a free agency signing, what team would you think would be the best for him to just get better at? Because I feel Portland. Like 76ers is kind of – what?
Probably Portland for him. Hmm. I mean, they would help make a – that would help make the Dame happy in Portland, maybe keep him around for a few more years, and I think make them a legit contender. But I know there's all these things about C.J. McCollum, Ben Simmons for C.J. McCollum. That wouldn't be worth it for the Sixers. I don't believe so. And I think if they could have Ben Simmons, Dame, and C.J. McCollum, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, on my standpoint, I think a little bit differently. I think he does need somewhere that he can go and get good again. Just somebody that can teach him to shoot. And I think maybe if he could be friends with Dame, maybe he could help. Maybe he could get pointers from him. You know, Dame's one of the best shooters in the league. So,
yeah, mm-hmm.
I think that would be awesome. Like, I don't really see another team that would be amazing for him. Like, I think there was Timberwolves rumors.
Yeah.
That, like, because he's friends with D'Angelo Russell.
And some Pacers rumors.
Yeah, that too. But Pacers, I don't know. I don't really think that fits as well, maybe, as the Timberwolves.
Well, like, I don't Timberwolves... see the franchise going anywhere. I don't see either of those franchises going anywhere. The Portland could win a championship. It's just that
they would need to keep C.J. McCollum, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they could also make a big free agency signing. Trailblazers, if they traded for Ben Simmons and then like kept C.J. McCollum somehow, they could always
too much money.
Yeah, I know. Well, Ben Simmons, is he getting paid right now? Like a bunch? I don't think so.
Yeah, I believe he is.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He's 5 years, $177 million.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Wow. Yeah. I would say, yeah, I agree with the Trailblazers. I think he is more likely to be traded based on Joel Embiid kind of not having any real help other than maybe Tobias Harris right now, like, for shooting-wise. And, like, Embiid's a center. He can't shoot for the whole team. So I think, on my standpoint, I think it's a little bit more likely he does get traded. But... Mm-hmm. Because they just run the same thing over and over for the last couple of years. So, but yeah, I think it's very interesting. And it just brings up a topic that is definitely very controversial and very just interesting to talk about.
And also on the topic of the NBA, the Bucks are in the finals for the first time in a long time, and finally Giannis makes the finals, and they're gonna be playing the Suns. And what were your thoughts about that Bucks win last night?
I actually didn't see much of it. I really know that they won, but hey, props to them. They did it without Giannis. I'm pretty sure. I don't think he was in last night. So
yeah, no, he was out with the hyperextended knee.
Yeah. So they did it without him. They won two games without him, which is kind of nuts. So props to them. Did the Hawks have Trae Young back?
No, nah, Trae Young was out.
Ooh. Yeah. That was definitely probably the reason why.
Yeah, more likely.
But yeah, props to the Bucks. I'm pretty sure this is where you're leading to. I think this finals is going to be very interesting if Giannis is healthy. Giannis needs to be healthy, and I don't know if he is. you know?
Well, there's no way the Bucks win without Giannis. Because the Hawks didn't have their star, too. If the Hawks had Trae Young, that game was going to the Hawks. But they didn't. So the Bucks had, I guess, the better team other than their star player. So.
Yeah. But, yeah, with DeAndre Ayton playing really good for the Suns and Chris Paul and Devin Booker with them doing – they're not doing, like, crazy good, but they're doing really good together. So I think my prediction right now is probably Suns in 5 or 6, and that changes if Giannis is in or out for the amount of games. Like, if Giannis is in, I think this could go 7. If Giannis is in, say, maybe game 3 or 4, and maybe the Bucks win one of those games without him, I think the Bucks have a good chance.
Yeah.
Because, like, Giannis is such a game changer if he's healthy, so.
I think it's going to be Bucks in 7.
Yeah. I just think without Giannis, I don't think they really stand a chance. You know, like.
Well, I think Giannis will be back. I think he has to be back.
Yeah. It's definitely. I think it really circles around that. Like, Bucks have home advantage. No, do they? I don't think so, right?
I don't know.
That's definitely interesting, because I think that would kind of matter a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's gonna be a good finals to watch.
Yeah, it's at Suns. Wow. And so, yeah, they had the better record. I think that's how it works, probably. I think that's how it works in basketball. So that's on July 6th. That's going to be very interesting. It says also, injury report, that Giannis is a game-time decision. I think that's kind of good news.
I think Giannis will play. I think he has to play.
And also, if you look at their last 3 matchups, the Bucks actually lost their last 3 matchups against the Sun. That's definitely interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Giannis.
DeAndre Ayton could take on Giannis, so we'll see what happens with that matchup. That's going to be a big matchup, DeAndre Ayton on Giannis, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a big one. So, I'd say that's good for that topic of basketball kind of today, kind of around all of the news of basketball. So, what is your first topic today?
I would like to talk about the Yankees. You know, the Yankees have had a struggling, so they're struggling hard so far. It's been unfortunate to watch. They got clobbered by the Mets, a team they should be able to slaughter. And what's your solution to fixing the Yankees? If you're Brian Cashman right now, what's your solution? They just traded for Locaster, who's a very quick human. And what's your fix? Who would you be targeting this trade deadline to make sure the Yankees get that playoff spot?
I'm going to be honest. I'd say I want us to be as friendly as we can with the Diamondbacks, and I think that trade was good. If we can get Ketel Marte, a switch hitter that we kind of desperately need as a team that is dominantly right, guys? If we can get him, and honestly, I know he's older and he's pretty expensive. I think if we get a package deal for David Peralta and Ketel Marte, having another lefty bat, I don't know where we'd fit him, but I think we could make a trade for that. That could help the team tremendously to just get another lefty bat and then get a good average guy. Like, DJ's been underperforming so much this year. He's not done good at all.
The one guy that's supposed to be consistent.
Exactly. Gio's been out like every other game, seems like, of late. Giancarlo seems like he doesn't, like, they don't want to play him in the outfield because they're afraid that he's going to get hurt. Judge kind of the same way, but they're putting him in right still. I don't know. It kind of more just seems like at one point I was kind of more leaning towards kind of full rebuild, because it's like we've done this now for how many years? Like, we've added guys, but this is the probably the best year You could agree with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the best team we've had out of like the last 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
So I know Kluber got injured after his no-hitter, but it's kind of like, what are we supposed to do if we're getting better players, but they're not performing? Like, I think it does have to kind of circle around also the training staff and the coaching staff that, like, it kind of needs it. So basically,
of injuries.
Yeah. Just in general, I think my main thing, I know I talked about Ketel Marte. If they don't trade for Ketel Marte, or if they don't trade for somebody by the end of the All-Star break, I think they're going to, it seems like they would most likely tear down a little bit, because I don't see how we could keep winning if we keep the same exact team after the trade deadline. And we have free agents that we would just let to go to waste if we didn't trade for some prospects or something. Because, like, we're fourth in the division. I don't see them, like, making, like, you know, the Rays, with Glasnow injured for a bit, I think, they have a chance of beating
60-day IL.
Yeah. Like, we definitely have a chance of beating them. The Blue Jays, I don't know. The Blue Jays have such a dominant offense of young guys. I don't think we beat that. Like, say, like, if it comes down to, like, series down the end of, like, in August and September, I don't think we beat that.
I think
same with the Red Sox.
I think they're young. And I think the Red Sox, they're just, they're going to come back down to earth eventually.
Yeah, I agree. Just, like, I don't know, when Chris Sale comes back, which I think is kind of soon, that could make them better, or it could even make them worse. Maybe he's not as good as he was before, possibly. But that's another thing. But, yeah, I think it's really interesting. And just my final thing I'm going to say here, and you can go one more time. I would say you got to trade for an average guy and a lefty bat and a really – and somewhere at pitching. And if you don't do that, then just rebuild at this point, I think.
I don't think the Yankees can afford to rebuild at this point. I think they're too deep into it. But I think Ketel Marte would be a good area to it would be a good player to add to this, especially since he could play center and we can get rid of Guardy out there. I mean, he's a great player, but we can't afford to have him in the lineup every day. He's not a liability, he's just he shouldn't be out there every day on a team like the Yankees, so talented. Mm-hmm. He's a walking dinosaur at this point. Mm-hmm. But I think Ketel Marte would be good, but he keeps getting injured this year. He's had a rough year.
Oh.
So maybe he's on the IL right now, but maybe the Yankees could they could work something out that he'll be cheaper maybe because of how terrible a year he's had. But I think he'd be a great addition to this team. Could slide into center. And I think it would look nice, that team. I'm excited to see what they do. They should add another arm to the rotation because it doesn't look like Severino's coming back anytime soon. Even when he did, he came back last year and it wasn't anything exciting. Tyone's had a terrible year. And King, you know, he can't rely on King. So it's disappointing. The year they've had, hopefully they'll have a little bit of bounce back second half. Hopefully they win two tonight against the Mets. I pray they do. But yeah, what do you think, Aiden?
Yeah, I didn't actually realize that Ketel Marte has had some injury issues this year, but it could definitely put the price down a little bit for him. But yeah, like I think we kind of need to – I know, like you were saying, we can't afford to rebuild. But, like, I just think, yeah, maybe you could try and, like, go one more time this year. Like, and maybe, like, re-sign guys to one-year deals and see how they do next season. Because, like, I want to ask you this. Do you see them getting a wild card spot? Because I think that's the only way they're getting in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think wild card spot's almost a lock-in at this point.
Yeah, but you see how the, Like, the Mariners have a better record than the Yankees. Like, and that's saying something.
I'm not worried about the Mariners.
I know, but that's saying something, you know? Like, their best starting pitcher, Marco Gonzalez, who's been their best starting pitcher for the last 2-3 years, is doing horribly this year, and they still have a better record than the Yankees. They also brought up Jared Kelnick, and he was a bust, kind of. So they put him down, and they're still over the Yankees. Like, I told you, that's just, like, as a Yankees fan, like, we expect the best, and then when we get, like, something like this happening, it's kind of, like, just an annoyance in a way. And it's like we expect so much, but they always can't give us the best. But we also expect it, and we pay them so much to do good, you know?
Or you pay them so much.
Yeah. Like, if Judge wants something good, he needs to stop striking out. But knowing the Yankees organization, they'll probably still pay him how much, even though he'll strike out, like, how many times a game.
They're just throwing money out, which is good, but it's not good when the players are not performing the way they should be.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, so then, on the topic of baseball, the MLB draft's coming up soon. I don't want to get too much into it because we're going to do a very detailed episode about that. But what are you looking at about the draft this year?
Yeah, I haven't done too much research yet, but I just would love to see Jack Leiter, Al Leiter's son from Vanderbilt, just go up a little bit more. Like, I don't think he had the best, is it called postseason for college?
World Series.
Yeah, World Series. Like, he didn't have the best, but, like, you know, he's, one, he's still Al Leiter's son, and two, he did really good for that. Mm-hmm. So, him and, I don't know how to say his first name, so I'm just going to say Kumar Rocker.
Kumar Roark?
It's Rocker, I think, right?
It's not Rocker.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure it's Roark.
Are you sure, Nick?
I don't know about 100% that.
100% sure. Listeners, I'm not really sure. I could be kind of...
If you know what it is, tell us. Because I believe I am right. I'd be willing to bet $100 on a tip.
I don't know. I feel like if he's willing to do $100, he already looked it up faster than me.
Nope. I have not looked it up, actually. But, yeah, so our plans for the MLB draft, we're going to do a podcast, hopefully, as long as everything works right, on the day, July 11th, Sunday. At 7 p.m., we'll be watching the draft, and we'll be on the podcast just talking about it. I'm making a top 50 list right now, throwing through all the players, breaking them down, see what I like. Maybe I'll do a mock draft. And then during that, we'll just discuss each of the picks, what we think will happen. And, yeah, it'll be a big episode, probably like 2-3 hours long. But hopefully that's what happens. And, Aiden, are you excited for that?
Definitely. And I would like to just say it is Kumar Rocker. Look up MLB, pretty sure it's just MLB.com, Prospect Rankings 2021, and it's Kumar Rocker. KumarRocker.
Roark.
It's not. Right-handed pitcher from Vanderbilt. He's 21, a little bit older. So is Jack Leiter, which I didn't know, but still. Bright future.
Well, they both went to Vanderbilt. They're not coming out of high school.
Yeah, true. And both of them have very bright futures. I hope Jack Leiter can stay towards the top.
Leiter right now probably number two in the class. Honestly, the guy that people are talking about, the Pirates, I forget his name, the shortstop, but the people they want the Pirates to take, he's not that good. I don't think he's first-round pick quality. Maybe like 10th round pick, 10th, like the 10 range in the first round. But I don't think he's first overall pick quality. So hopefully the Pirates make the right decision here. I mean, if it's not the other guys we're talking about, it's not them. But I want to see the Pirates get a nice kid with the first overall pick here.
Yeah. And just, you know, we're going to have a whole episode, so I don't think we should talk about it that much. But I'm just going to, I think we should leave it off on just me saying this. Yankees have the 28th pick. Maybe somebody could fall to them. Who knows?
Maybe.
That'd be awesome.
All right, so what else would you like to talk about today, Aiden?
So, one big thing that also happened a little bit ago was basically the MLB enforcing the rule of no sticky stuff. So, I'm going to just go straight away and ask you a question. Do you think pitchers should be allowed to use things that help them grip the ball better that are approved by the MLB by them doing research on it?
If it's approved by the MLB, I think it's fine.
Yeah, you know, like, do you think, like, say if the MLB did research during the offseason to see, like, hey, maybe this doesn't over help them as much, but it's kind of a little bit better than rosin that would still make them grip the ball better, but not as much as it was when they were using all these substances before. Like, do you think they would do that?
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. I think the MLB could do something, because clearly pitchers like Gerrit Cole are not doing that good.
Yeah, and I just want to talk about that a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what I think of Gerrit Cole now, because he cried about not being able to use it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't seem good to me. Like, it seems like that's kind of like a downfall in a way. Like, I feel like he's going to have a rough falling to grace moment, or just whatever you want to call it.
Well, I guess this exposes the fact that I guess he's been using it his whole career.
Because it's like, if he's been good for how long now at this point? Like, and if you kind of think about it, the Astros kind of cheated two ways then.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different topic for another day.
Because I'm pretty sure
the scandal is a huge thing.
Yeah. We talked about it in our last show, or not last show, but just our last podcast. We'll probably get to that at one point when
again, because it'll probably come up again.
Yeah, it'll probably come up again. But yeah, then I wanted to ask you another thing. What do you think of guys like Sergio Romo, and I guess you'd kind of include Max Scherzer, almost pulling their pants down and just showing the whole world they're
trying to set me up here. Like, what is this question?
No, I'm literally just asking, what do you think of it? Do you think they should be fined? There's kids in the stands.
I don't think they should be fined. There's no reason to do it, though. But yeah, if they want to expose that to the umpires to show that they're not cheating, then let them do that.
Yeah. I do think, especially Sergio Romo, overreacted a little bit. Because it's like, if that's what the MLB wants them to do, it's not the umpires' faults. Just do what you're told. If you're not using anything, you're not using anything. Like, don't be just like a...
Yeah, like, but like Max Scherzer, he was checked, like, three times by Joe Girardi. That was ridiculous.
I agree. That was a little bit... That was probably way too...
That was mean. Excessive.
Yeah.
But, like, what did he change from the first two times? I get one time, maybe twice, like, oh, maybe he thinks he got away with it, so he'll try to do it again. But, like, three times, what had changed? Come on.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, Joe Girardi, he was the manager for the Yankees for how long? Don't hate the guy, but, like, that was messed up.
Mm-hmm. It was unnecessary.
Yeah. So, yeah. Would you like to – do you have anything else you want to talk about baseball?
Yes, I have one more thing to talk about today. I thought we'd do a little fun today since it's our first episode back, and it's the 4th of July. So, Aiden, I would like to do a little game with you. It's called How Much Do You Know About the 4th of July? Are you ready, Aiden?
I don't know.
I'm excited for it. I want to see. So, Aiden, first question here. How many stripes are on the American flag? You have a choice. 50, 13, 10, 42.
13.
And you got the first one right. Where'd you learn that, Aiden? Elaborate, please.
From the same school you went to.
Interesting. Now, what school? Do you want to leak your address by any chance?
I'll leak your address. It was actually all the way in New York. Where
you really like that one.
Yeah, right, such a leak.
Second question. Let's see what you can do with this one. What does the blue broad band on the American flag represent? Does it represent vigilance, perseverance, justice, or all of the above? It's the blue band on the American flag.
I remember learning about this, but I think it was like maybe once, like a teacher talked about it. So I don't know. You know, vigilance sounds kind of, that was the first thing, like you said, but it was also like the one that kind of resonated. I don't think it's justice, if I'm going to be honest. And what was the other one?
Perseverance or all of the above.
Perseverance. I'm going to go with the first one.
No, vigilance?
Yes.
And you are incorrect. It was all of the above.
Really?
Yes, it was all of the above.
Oh.
All right, next question. In what year was the Star-Spangled Banner written? 1776, 1773, 1931, or 1814? So what do you think about this? Tell me your thought process here.
I know it's not obviously 1931. Now, I feel like kind of the obvious answer would be either 1773 or 1776. I'm going to go.
You're going to go with. I know my answer.
Well, you picked the question, so obviously you know what the
answer is. No, I just went on a quiz, so I haven't looked at them yet.
Sure. I'm going to actually go with, was it 1831? It's probably not. 1814, yeah.
No, you're going to go with 1814?
Yeah, it's not.
That was mine. That is correct.
Hey.
You are 2 for 3 so far, and we're coming in with fourth question out of 8. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence in Husdorf?
Oh, I have no idea. Can I have multiple?
56, 50, 13, or 32?
I know it's not 13. So I don't know.
Interesting question. It's a little bit of a hard one. You don't really learn about how many people signed the Declaration of Independence. I mean, you do, but it's not something that you remember. It's not an important thing that people remember, but it is a very crucial moment in our country's history.
I'm going to go with 32.
You're with 32, and you would be incorrect. It was 56.
You didn't even give me... Was it 56 that you gave me?
Yes, I gave you 56.
56. Okay.
All right, so question number 5. How many U.S. presidents have died on July 4th? 0, 3, 2, or 5?
2.
And you would be incorrect. It was 3.
Who?
Let's look it up.
That's very... I picked 2 because I figured it probably wasn't 0. Because, you know, like, if you're going to die, if a president's going to die, it's got to be on 4th of July, you know? I'm kidding. I don't know. I just figured 2 would be kind of what it was. But
3 presidents have died on July 4th. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and James Monroe.
Well,
that was
James Monroe is not very popular.
No, you still swung and missed. Now you are.
At least I was close. I've been close on. Not
2 for 4. Close, but not close enough. Aiden, what president was born on July 4th? Was it George Washington, William Howard Taft, Calvin Coolidge, and Abraham Lincoln? I think there's you should automatically eliminate two people here. I think it's easy to
eliminate. George Washington obviously wasn't.
Because President's Day is in February.
Lincoln, yeah, definitely not.
See, that was smart. I'm very.
And who was the other two? Tubman and who?
No, it was William Howard Taft and Calvin Coolidge. Ah.
And who? Sorry.
Calvin Coolidge.
Of course, I moved my ear, but as soon as you said the second one again, I'm sorry. What?
Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, Coolidge, that guy. I don't know.
Do you know a lot about the President, Satan?
Not Coolidge. Not at all, actually.
I know. Actually, I know quite a few things about him.
You know what? Since you saying that, I'm going to go with Coolidge.
And you'd be correct!
Yeah. Thanks for the hint.
You're welcome. All right. So now you are 3-for-3. All right, no. Not 3-for-3. You're 3-and-3. 3 right, 3 wrong. Number 7. What founding father is rumored to have wanted our national bird to be a turkey instead of a bald eagle? Ben Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, or John Adams? I think this is an obvious one, or at least I thought it was. Is he going to choke this? Oh, no. You're going to choke it.
What, is it easy?
I thought it was.
Also, isn't this kind of more of a Thanksgiving? No way.
It's more of the national bird.
And I think this is a Thanksgiving question, but okay.
Nah.
I don't think it's Thomas Jefferson. But it also kind of rings a bell as well. Like, I don't... I feel like it's not, but then it just kind of sounds like it could be right. Who were the first two?
Ben Franklin and George Washington.
What? I don't think it's George Washington.
So you want to eliminate George?
Yeah.
What about John? Or Ben?
I'm going to go with Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, and he would be incorrect. It was Ben Franklin.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
All right, the last question. You will not get this one right. I will bet the house you're getting this one wrong.
I know some
stuff. Where is the oldest 4th of July parade held? Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? Bristol, Rhode Island? Washington, D.C.? Cambridge, Massachusetts?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. He was quick to that one.
No, it's not. The way he reacted, it's not. It's Massachusetts.
I don't know the answer. But I'd be willing to bet the house you won't get this right.
Is it Massachusetts?
I didn't click on anything yet.
Do.
So, Aiden, what is your final answer?
Oh,
to come out 500, 4-for-4, 4-and-4. Right now, you're 3-and-4. 3 right, 4 L's.
I'm going to change it to Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. He goes to Cambridge. His first answer was right. It was Bristol, Rhode Island.
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I overthought.
You overthought that one by a mile. You got 3 out of 8 correct, and you were classified as an average citizen.
Hey, I am pretty average.
You are an average human. So, is there anything else you'd like to do? I mean, I thought that was a pretty fun segment.
That was. Maybe that.
I think we should do a segment like that every episode.
I think, and maybe we could do it. What's the word? I don't know what the word is. Because I do it and then you do it. Yeah. But yeah, that was definitely pretty fun. I'm I don't know my history too much, but yet again, you put a Thanksgiving question in there, so.
I did not do it. You can call, you can yell at Count On News 2. NBC, looks like they're from Charleston, South Carolina. Shout out to Charleston. I've been there. It's a pretty cool place. But you can yell at News 2.
Yeah. Nice. But yeah, I think that was an amazing first episode. We touched on a lot of topics.
Oh, I'd like to mention one thing.
Yeah. What?
There is an ad below the quiz. And it says the 30 best NBA players of all time. And it has Steven Adams on the front. That is possibly the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I hope everyone watching knows that that is very true. Very true. Very true. Very true.
I'm a Pelicans fan, and Steven Adams is not top 30 all time. I don't even know if I'd put him top 200.
I'd say he's top 100 in all-time centers.
Yeah. Maybe.
But very maybe towards the end stretch. Of that. It's a very big stretch, and maybe like 99 of that.
Maybe he's like top 200 of all-time centers. I mean, he's not like a bad player. He's a starter, but definitely not top 30 all-time.
Yeah. But yeah. Great episode. I have nothing more I want to talk about. Do you have anything?
Yes, I'd like to mention one thing before we go. Go follow us on Instagram at Nick and Aiden Show. I'm changing it to the Nick and Aiden Show. Don't know why it's Nick and Aiden Show. But go follow us at Nick and Aiden Show on Instagram. We have quite a few followers. We have about 17 followers right now.
Oh.
So we're growing every day. This episode, you should be hearing this probably Monday morning. Hopefully, like Monday, 8 a.m. around there. Mm. So hope everyone had a good 4th of July, and I hope everyone's having a good 4th of July recognized day, federal holiday. It's on Monday. Mm-hmm. Hope everyone has a good day, and peace from the Nick Nane Show.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.